The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
As the announcer of this show, I sometimes ask myself, to what shall I compare Eric? Shall I compare him to a summer's day? Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May.
But not Eric. I'll tell you, nothing shakes this guy.
And now here he is, wearing green leotards and a jester's coxcomb, Eric Metaxas.
Exit Tom, stage left.
That's simply not too odd, but thank you for trying. Folks, I get to continue my conversation with Thomas Kidd. The new book is America's Religious History, filled with things that we're not going to get to in this conversation, so you'll have to buy the book, America's Religious History, and read it yourself. Thomas, I want to talk a little bit about religious liberty in the 17th century. When you talk about America's religious history, do you go back as far as Anne Hutchinson and those figures?
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, because it's fascinating to me how that all happened so early before, while we are still in the 17th century.
Yeah, I mean, I just talked about this with my students yesterday, that this idea that the Puritans in particular came for religious liberty, I think, can be a little confusing, because they sure came for religious liberty for themselves, because they were badly persecuted in England. But they were still more of that establishment kind of mindset, that they thought, you know, we know what the Bible teaches about morality and the nature of the church and so forth, and so we shouldn't allow this kind of dissent from people like Anne Hutchinson or Roger Williams or the Quakers or the Baptists. And so they would conventionally, if someone started speaking out publicly about believing a different way, this is all within the bounds of Protestantism, they would expel them from the colony.
Is that all they would do, is expel them from the Massachusetts Bay Colony?
Usually they started with that. There were a group of Quakers who kept coming back, and they told, I mean, I think it was fair enough, they told them that if you come back again, we're going to execute you. But the Quakers were seeking martyrdom, and so in the 1650s, they executed, I think, about four Quaker missionaries.
They were seeking martyrdom.
They were.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Talk about Anne Hutchinson a moment, if you would. She's an impressive figure. I drive on the Hutchinson River Parkway often enough, and I think of her.
So she was, in many ways, a conventional Puritan who had come with her family when her pastor moved from England to Massachusetts, and so she's very devout. She started holding what we might kind of see as small group meetings at her house, first among women, but then she was an effective Bible teacher, and so she started attracting some men to her meetings.
I mean, that's an amazingly forward-thinking.
It's very forward-thinking for a woman to do that at the time. Although women were expected to be Bible readers and very active in their faith, but the problem was is she began criticizing the theology of a number of the pastors in Boston and saying that they were at least implicitly teaching salvation by works. And that she said, we need to get back to grace alone. And, of course, the pastors didn't like hearing that, and so she was brought up for trial and eventually expelled from Massachusetts.
Yeah, but you got to have a river and ultimately a parkway named after her, so that's a small
so
consolation.
Bad.
Yeah. Well, but it is interesting that you keep finding that, you know, the Protestant church, which is ostensibly founded on the idea of grace alone, keeps sliding back to morality and works righteousness, and that you have, I mean, the idea that you have the Wesleys and Whitfield preaching against that in their day, or you have Moody in the 19th century. You feel, it seems to me that that's the role of the evangelist, is to keep coming back to that. And so in a way, that's what, you know, leaps the banks of the river, so to speak, that it constantly that idea is the idea that evaporates up to a point, and then you have these figures speaking against it.
Yeah, and I think Hutchinson in that way is a sort of proto-evangelical, even though she's 100 years before the Great Awakening. You know, let's get back to salvation by grace alone. And I do think the nominal Christianity in America, which is always a major force, it often does kind of default to this sort of generic morality and just sort of do your best. And that's what it means to be a Christian. And and then people like Whitfield or Billy Graham come in and sort of bust through that kind of nominal facade.
Yeah, I mean, it's just fascinating to me that happens over and over again, and that you know, once churches become established, so to speak, even if they're not officially established by the government, they tend to become somehow codified, and they slide in that direction, so that you have Ann Hutchinson, you know, noticing that the Puritans are they're persecuting people. If your morality is out of line, they've kind of created a structure. And it happens over and over again. Where do you think we are today with regard to what I would think of as, you know, mainline evangelical Christianity, in the sense that, you know, you still see it in the Catholic Church. You see it everywhere. It's kind of become the default Christianity, even, as I say, among Catholics. But where do you see us today with regard to that?
Well, I think that one of the biggest tensions, of course, is between the public image of evangelicals as sort of obsessed with politics and only political and that that sort of thing, and then that the growth areas in evangelicalism in America and globally are among people like Africans and Hispanics and Chinese and so forth. And so much in America of evangelicalism still has growth areas for sure, but it's usually immigrant driven and completely out of the news.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's always the issue, right?
And so the people who are sort of growing in that kind of born again, you know, kind of religion are often fairly recent immigrants and so forth, and people who don't show up in the news unless because of scandal or something
right.
like that.
And another strange development, at least to my mind, is that I think with regard to the president, I wasn't going to talk about current politics, but it's interesting to me that what I saw happen in the last election was a phenomenon that I think the journalists were not prepared for, was the idea that most serious evangelicals are big on grace and forgiveness. And you didn't really see it with Clinton so much, but you saw it with Trump, that people were somehow willing to say, well, you know, such was I, you know. And that's not something that typically the press understands, because they think of evangelicals as moralists, and they don't think about the grace issue very much. They don't know what to make of it. They think you must be selling out politically to get power, because they just don't factor in this concept of grace.
Yeah, and it's very hard. I mean, when you see the 81% of white evangelical voters who supported Trump, it's very hard to know from person to person what the, you know, is it the grace
right.
issue? Is it, I mean, I think we can assume for most of those people would be revulsion at Clinton's candidacy as a motivator. And so it's, you know, it's hard to know. And the press, I think, tends to just treat white evangelicals as a uniform block, but I think that's not warranted.
Well, it's interesting, because when you talk about revulsion to Clinton, I think it was more specifically revulsion at what they saw as this kind of ignorance or or deliberate antipathy toward standard religious liberty. That when you, it's not just the idea that my values are being dismissed or abrogated legally, but that that we have it's a frightening thing that we can have leadership now who doesn't understand that. And right. if this guy seems to have some sense of it, we'd better go with him because it's that serious.
Right. And I think things like the HHS mandate, which we don't talk about anymore because the Trump administration has backed off on that. I mean, it's important to remember how frightening that is to many people of faith, that even groups like the Little Sisters of the Poor are going to be required to violate their consciences
yeah.
about abortifacients and contraceptives and so forth. I mean, and so it's those lingering, I think, animosity, fear yeah. that I think definitely undergirds Trump's success.
Yeah, and I think it's the standard thing that, you know, you see it's all through our religious history, but that the people move in certain directions, and sometimes it takes time to make sense of what they were doing. But I do think that's a big part of the story. I'm so sorry we're out of time. Thomas Kidd, thanks for being my guest. And thanks for this book, America's Religious History, Faith, Politics, and the Shaping of a Nation. Congrats to you and Zondervan for this new book. I look forward to it.
Thank you very much.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home
Advisor. So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. You know, a lot of times people say to me, Eric, I've read your books. What do you recommend? Whose books should we read? And as a published author, my answer to that is absolutely no one's. Just buy more copies of my books and read them again. But today I'm going to make an exception. I'm going to say that the author I have on right now, Larry Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S, has written some books I think you will enjoy. He wrote a book called Into the Lion's Mouth, which is the true story of Dusko Popov, World War II spy patriot, and the real-life inspiration for James Bond. And he has a new book out called Code Name Lise or Lisa. It's the true story of the woman who became World War II's most highly decorated spy. As you know from my Bonhoeffer book, I kind of am an aficionado of World War II. We have Larry Loftis on the program right now. Larry Loftis, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Eric. Glad to be here.
Listen, you have been praised considerably for your writing. And I have to say that, you know, when somebody like Michael Connelly calls your work gripping, you're a writer's writer, and it's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on, because there's a lot of books about a lot of stuff, but when you write in such a way that's gripping and that's compelling, I try to do that in my books. I think it's very important, and so I'm excited to talk to you. Now, how do you pronounce the first the current title so I get it right?
Well, I don't think anyone knows actually for sure, but I always just say Lise.
Lise, L-I-S-E.
L-I-S-E.
She's British.
Correct. She's actually French by nationality and birth, but she ended up in England.
Right.
So when she joins the war, she's joining on from the British angle.
Okay, so this book is called Codename Lise, the true story of the woman who became World War II's most highly decorated spy. Your previous book is Into the Lion's Mouth, and you say it's the real-life inspiration for James Bond?
Correct.
I mean, I didn't know there was a real-life inspiration for James Bond.
Well, that's why I wrote the book. I don't think anyone did. You know, you look on Wikipedia, and they make it sound like there was, you know, 15 people, but there wasn't. I mean, there was one, and a couple of the outlets have recognized that, USA Today and some others, New York Post, but the one person who was the inspiration, there's a difference between who was the model and how many people did Fleming use over 14 novels versus the question of who was the inspiration. And there's no doubt that Dusko Popov was. And in the book, I detail, and the New York Post actually went into highlighting this, but I detail where they met, how they met in Lisbon at the Palacio Hotel in Estoril, which is just outside of Lisbon, the capital there.
Okay, so when did Into the Lion's Mouth come out?
2016.
Okay, so this is your book after that, obviously, the new one. But Into the Lion's Mouth, I'm a big aficionado of Turner Classic Movies, and they're doing a James Bond, you know, month, basically. And so I've watched a number of James Bond movies that I'd never seen before. And it is kind of amazing. Some of them are amazing. Some of them are terrible. Some of them are fantastic. But I had no idea that there was a real-life inspiration for James Bond. So I'm looking forward to reading your book, Into the Lion's
Mouth. Well, in fact, I'll tell you where that came from. Ian Fleming's first novel was Casino Royale, if you remember.
Yes, I do.
And
David
Casino
Niven was
Royale
in that one.
Was, right. It was just a thinly veiled recreation of what happened in real life. Casino Royale was and is Casino Estoril. So what you see in the book and what you see in the movie, that actually happened in real life at Casino at the beginning of August in 1941, at Casino Estoril. And James Bond is, of course, Popoff. Fleming is Mathis. And the villain, Le Chiffre, is a man named Block. So all of that happened in real life. Anyway, it's all detailed in the book.
That is so exciting. I'm glad that I realized you had already also written that book, Into the Lion's Mouth. For any James Bond freaks out there, you've got to get that book. But your new book, that's the reason that we're having you on today, is called Codename Lise, the true story of the woman who became World War II's most highly decorated spy. I've just got to ask you, how is it that you, Larry Loftus, come to be writing these books about espionage? What is your background? Where do you live? Who are you?
Well, I'm a lawyer by background, which fortunately gave me the training, and Law Review gave me the training to do high-quality scholarly research, which your books have, and that's one of the reasons I admire your work. But that's very important to doing nonfiction, particularly if you want it to be recognized as scholarly nonfiction.
Right.
But I was a political science major, always interested in international relations, and who doesn't love James Bond and spies and all of that. And
right.
Back about 2012, when I decided to start writing, Michael Connelly's an old friend of mine, and I thought, well, if he can write books, you know, he's a fraternity brother of mine from back at the University of Florida days.
You know, that's how we work sometimes, right? You go, hey, if that jerk can do it, I know that idiot, hey, that's actually happened to me, right? Where like a friend of yours, you're like, wait a minute, if he could do
right.
it, I could do it.
Right,
okay,
right.
So that's actually funny. So, but anyway, your books are getting a lot of praise. The new one is called Codename Lise, L-I-S-E, Larry Loftus. You are the author. So let's get into the story. The year is 1942. World War II is in full swing. Take us into it.
Well, so the SOE, the Special Operations Executive, which is what Churchill had tasked this new organization to set Europe ablaze. They were basically saboteurs, but they needed women. They needed couriers, and it wasn't just that. Okay, hey, you know, we've got to get some women to take this highly dangerous job. They needed a woman in, this is in England, they needed someone who was there who could speak French without an accent, because the Germans could figure out, hey, that's a British accent. Well, she was French, and so she was the perfect person to go over there, and she was fearless. I mean, they told her up front, look, we got to let you know that the survival rate is about 1 in 2, you know, the fatality rate.
Holy
for
cow.
Warriors.
So this is a story
yeah,
of bravery.
This
is a story of extreme courage. The woman's real name is Odette Sansom. Is that right?
That's correct.
I've always loved the name Odette. Nobody names their kids Odette anymore. I just want to throw this out to my listeners.
Exactly.
If you're really stumped, don't pick Caitlin. Pick Odette.
But the amazing thing that I saw when I looked into this is that the highest fatality rate in World War II of anybody on the Allied side was Bomber Command, because that was the Battle of Britain, and the fatality rate was 45%. Huge. Well, the number two fatality rate in the war were these female couriers like Odette, fatality rate of 42%.
That is outrageous. I mean, really, stories of brave women in war are few and far between. I had no idea of any of this. It's another reason I'm excited to talk to you, because I love learning. And I simply had no idea that these women put their lives on the line. When you talk about 40%, forget it, folks. Those are bad odds, and they had the guts to do this for their country. Just amazing. So what is her background? How does she get into this?
Well, I don't want to give a spoiler about the details of it, but she is recruited because of that scenario that I just gave, that she's actually the one in a million who is in England, who can go to the war, but she can speak French without an accent because she's French. So, you know, the next stage is, okay, can we get her to go, and will she do this, because it's so dangerous? In fact, Major Buckmaster, who was in charge of the French section for SOE, even told her, he said, look, if you get caught, we can't save you. And she said, save me from what? And he says, well, the rope, the crematorium, torture, whatever, the firing squad, whatever happens to amuse the Gestapo.
Okay. Okay, and she still says she wants to do this. Now, she must have been a great patriot, obviously.
Well, she was, and it was sort of the perfect storm for creating someone to do this, because her father, Gaston, was a World War I war hero and had been killed by the Germans, so she'd already lost her father to the Germans. And then her grandfather, every week, every Sunday, would take her and her little brother to her father's gravesite and say, look, this was your father, and he was a war hero. And in another generation, another 30, 40 years, there's going to be another war with the Germans. You're the prophet. There's going to be another war with the Germans, and it will be your duty, you and your little brother, to do as well as your father did. So she had that hanging over her, you know, as she grows up. And then so when the war breaks out, the Germans take her mother's home. There's another thing. Her brother, who was in the war, was wounded. He's in a military hospital. So when the F section contacted her, she was chomping at the bit to go.
Well, when I hear these kinds of stories, I think about, you know, the vaping hipsters who are grooming their beards. And I just want to say, look, these people are heroes, and every generation has to decide. I'm not trying to diss all vaping hipsters with beards, but I'm just saying, you know, we've become kind of soft, and hey, I'm looking at myself, not just my younger friends, and we need these kinds of stories. These are amazing. This is an amazing woman, amazing book. Larry Loftus, we'll be right back to continue the conversation with you. Folks, the book is Codename Lise, L-I-S-E. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the U.S. does not endorse Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and has made it clear to Ankara that its incursion against Kurdish fighters who helped the U.S. battle the Islamic State is a bad idea. He says the U.S. expects Turkey to abide by its commitment to protect civilians, religious minorities, including Christians, and to avoid a humanitarian crisis. A heavily armed assailant tried to force his way into a synagogue in Halle, Germany today. Two people were killed as he fired shots outside the building into a kebab shop. The 27-year-old man has been arrested. Prosecutors suspect a right-wing extremist motive. Technology companies and banks are leading stocks broadly higher in afternoon trading on Wall Street, putting the market on track for its first gain this week. The Dow had 239 points. The NASDAQ is up 101. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Folks, that's Christy McVie. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to Larry Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S. He's the author of a couple of spectacular books. The first one is called Into the Lion's Mouth, which is about the man, the spy, who is the real-life inspiration for James Bond, Into the Lion's Mouth. The new book out this year is called Codename Lise, L-I-S-E, the true story of the woman who became World War II's most highly decorated spy. Her real name was Odette Sansom. I got to tell you, Larry, I love books like this because they inspire every one of us. You don't need to be a woman to be inspired by a woman. You don't need to be a man to be inspired by a man. These are stories of courage and heart and bravery. If you don't mind my asking, how did you stumble on this character? Because I didn't know her story. Most people listening haven't heard of her.
Nor did I. And it was serendipitous. After I had finished Into the Lion's Mouth, I was a little depressed because I thought, man, I'll never get another character like this. This is the greatest spy that ever lived, the inspiration for Bond. And I looked and looked and looked and couldn't find anybody. And after about a year, I'm going through some of my other books, World War II books, and there was a character that I had looked at, potentially doing another spy, and I came and started reading one of my books, which was a book by a German, Hugo Bleicher, whose book was called Colonel Henry's Story. He's basically the greatest spy catcher in history, and he was a spy catcher in World War II. And in his book, he outlines breaking the biggest ally network in France called Interally. And then he moves on and says, starts talking about chasing the next one. He doesn't know the name of it. It's called Spindle. It's Odette's network. And then he talks about this woman, Lise. And he thinks that's her real name. Of course, that's her code name. But he starts talking about Lise. And I'm like, oh, who is this Lise? And then he goes on and on. I'm like, oh, this is fascinating. So that's what tipped me off. And I started digging in. Of course, from there, you go to the National Archives of England, and you pull all of the files and all the archives. So I kind of lucked into it in that sense.
Well, I have to say, I'm looking at the cover of the book. She's so cute, and I don't mean cute in the way we normally, but I mean, you just look at this young woman wearing this uniform, smiling, and she's risking her life. I mean, when you look at these people, you just want to hug them for gratitude, because we need heroes like this. This woman is a true hero. I mean, I'm just flabbergasted at this, and I love the idea that there are all these hidden stories out there that are yet to be discovered. You discovered this one. You say, who's the real life James Bond? I can't ever find a story like that. Well, as you just said, yes, you can. There are all kinds of stories like that. So is it to give away too much to talk more about what happened to her during the war?
Sure. I like to use movies as illustrations because so many people have seen movies and they can draw the analogy quickly. Codename Lise is sort of like two movies or two books if you've read them. If you saw the movie or read the book Unbroken, Laura Hillenbrand's book about Louis Zamperini, you have this saga, this ordeal that goes on, this trial that goes on that Zamperini has to go through. So it's like that Odette has this ordeal that she goes through that's unbelievable, that's far worse than what Zamperini went through. And then also, it's like another movie, Catch Me If You Can, if you remember when Leonardo DiCaprio played Frank Abagnale, and you had Tom Hanks, who was the FBI guy, and he's chasing him around the country, and then chases him and finds him in Paris. Well, that Catch Me If You Can scenario with the cat and mouse chase, that's part of the book, too, because the spy catcher that I mentioned, Hugo Bleicher, who was the greatest spy catcher in history, brilliant, a Sherlock Holmes with sort of the Sam Girard of the fugitive mentality that I'm going to get my man. That's the guy that's chasing them all around France. And when I say them, it's a story really about Odette and her commanding officer, the organizer of the circuit, Peter Churchill, who that's his left arm in the picture there.
Now, is Peter Churchill related to Winston?
Those two are the big scenarios. And then coupled within that, you have a love story because those two fall in love.
Okay, so she falls in love with her commanding officer, Captain Peter Churchill. And that's, I guess, why you can see this glow on her face on the cover of the book. She's sitting next to this man she loves. And it really is like everybody's fantasy. You watch these movies and, you know, what would it be like to risk your life and to be in love with somebody and to be, you know, facing the Nazis? It's just, I mean, this is real life, though. This is not a movie yet. I hope it will become a movie. Now, Peter Churchill, was he related to Winston Churchill?
Not at all, but that plays a key role in the book, and that name actually saves both of their lives.
Holy cow. Are you able to say how she ends up? Is that giving away too much?
No, it's a happy ending, and if you see on the cover of the book, that photo is from the banquet at the investiture service when she received her George Cross. The George Cross is the second highest honor that Britain gives, and that's the highest honor possible that she could get. She was the first woman to receive it, and to date, only three women have gotten it. The other two, posthumously, two other SO agents who were killed. So that picture is from the investiture service where she got, after which she was presented the award.
That's amazing. We're going to go to another break here, folks. The book is Codename Lise, L-I-S-E. The author is Larry Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S. I think we need more stories like this. I'm so looking forward to this. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the 3rd edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible. Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times, learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was between jobs, and we had over $64,000 in credit card debt.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Working with Trinity was extremely easy. They really guided us into the program and gave us hope.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
My advice to people in a similar situation is to pick up the phone and call and get out of debt. The freedom from that is priceless. Let Trinity help make it better. Don't feel that you have to suffer alone or try to figure out the answer.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your
Hey there,
couch.
Folks. That's Glenn Campbell. I'm Eric Metaxas, and I'm talking to the author of a new book called Codename Lise, the true story of the spy who became World War II's most highly decorated woman, published by Simon & Schuster. Folks, I got to tell you, as you know, I'm a fan of nonfiction that reads like a page-turning novel. My books mean to be just that, nonfiction that reads like a page-turning novel. And guess what? Parade Magazine has said that Larry Loftus's book reads like a page-turning novel. That is high praise for nonfiction, Larry. When did you know, speaking as a writer, I'm asking you, when did you know you had the ability to write in a way that people wanted to read it? Because a lot of people say, I've got an idea for a book, or I'm writing this, writing that, and it sort of sits on the page, it's flat. When did you know that you could write a thriller?
That's a great question, and that's my goal, is to write a nonfiction thriller, and that sounds like an oxymoron, but I don't know. I guess I'd always been a fan of thrillers. I've written a lot. I published a lot as a lawyer in legal journals and so forth, but my passion, if you will, was exciting stuff, and novels like anyone else, like Vince Flynn or Ian Fleming or Alistair MacLean. I like that type of writing just for enjoyment. And I thought, you know, I wonder if I can, you know, take a nonfiction story and put it into that genre. The problem is, if you're going to have a thriller, you need countless number of exciting events, drama, excitement. In Popoff's book, there's a car that blows up where they were trying to kill him. You need not just one of those things. You need dozens, because you need cliffhangers. You need pace to go throughout the... And the problem is, very, very, very few stories have that. Usually it's just one thing. They did one thing that's exciting, and you end up with a biography, you know, with maybe one exciting chapter.
Hey, you're hitting a little close to home there, pal. You really hurt my feelings with that one, Larry Loftus.
No. I mean, in fact, I want to mention this, because this is one of the exciting things that I found with Bonhoeffer. If you remember, Bonhoeffer's captors loved him. And when he was in prison, if you remember, because I cite Who Am I? Those listeners may remember in Eric's great book, Bonhoeffer, that there is this poem called Who Am I? That Bonhoeffer wrote, you know, am I the person that they say I am? Because prisoners and everybody loved him, and because he was such a wonderful man. Well, when Lise is at Odette, when she's in prison, there's the same scenario. She's in prison at the same time that Bonhoeffer is. And they're not the scenarios are almost identical. As he's writing Who Am I, she is wondering what's going on with her, because her captors in Friend Prison admire her and, in a sense, love her. They give her flowers when she's being sent to Germany. They're weeping as she leaves.
Wow.
I mean, how often does that happen?
Well, it's never happened to me. I got to tell you, the idea that this is true, there are a lot of people that they don't like to read fiction, and I'm one of them in the sense that I don't like to read fiction, thrillers or something like that. But when you know that it's true, that this is history, you're learning history. I think it's important, as I said earlier, that we read the stories of heroes. That's why I've written the biographies I have, why I wrote my book, Seven Men, Seven Women. When you get very inspired by these stories, and Codename Lise is one of those. You're not, it's not made up. It's actually real. And it's kind of a big difference, you know, when you want to apply it to your own life. You know, it's sort of funny when you think about who is the real life James Bond, or who is the, it seems to me that this ought to become a movie. I hope somebody has approached you or will approach you on turning Codename Lise into a movie.
Well, in fact, the Today Show said the exact same thing. They just kind of threw that out there. We hope somebody will make this into a movie, because we were interviewed by them. But we've been my agent's been contacted by six Hollywood groups. He's gotten three offers, but he hasn't accepted. I'm leaving that ball in his court, so
yeah.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's
know,
tough
to
make the
happens.
To make the right deal. But let's be honest, Hollywood is dying for true stories like this. They make them up,
right?
And they're
right.
Always cheesy. They're always starring Scarlett, you know, Johansson in something clingy, and that's the best they can do. They're looking for something real. This is it. I mean, I can't think of anything quite like this. There aren't many stories like this. Now, I didn't realize that you were on the Today Show. You've been in the New York Times has talked about this. Woman's Day called it one of the best nonfiction books to read in 2019. The Wall Street Journal praised it. Obviously, you're getting a lot of high praise for the book, and you must be excited. I mean, as an author, I'm just guessing you have to be excited at the way it's being received.
Well, sure, and it's not only that I'm excited, but one of the things that I always wanted to be careful of that you've probably run into is the family. You know, there's a real family out there, and I speak with two of Odette's granddaughters almost daily.
She became a grandmother? Holy cow. I love this.
Yeah, in fact, the granddaughter, one of the granddaughters who lives in New Zealand, was on the Today Show with me,
and
she brought her two daughters, which would be Odette's great-granddaughters, and Nicole, who is the granddaughter, named her oldest daughter, wait for it, Odette, after her great-grandmother.
I'd like to have another kid just to name her Odette, but I can't. that ship has sailed, brother. Okay, but seriously, this is so exciting. I didn't realize that this cute young woman smiling at the camera is now a great grandmother. It's just it's incredible. When did she pass away?
2012, by memory. At the end of the book, there's a stamp. Britain made a commemorative stamp for her. I believe it was 2012, by memory.
That is so recent. That's just amazing. How extraordinary. I just I cannot tell you how excited I am about reading this book. Now, you know, since I'm an author and I do a lot of interviews like the one you're doing right now, people always ask me, "Hey, what's next?" So I think I've got to do that with you, because I'm excited at your ability to identify things, stories like this. Do you have other stories that you want to tell on the page?
In fact, I do, and with the same problem that I've got to hunt for something that has a lot of sizzle, and I did find one. In fact, we've sold it again to Simon and Schuster, so they will be doing it. It's about another woman spy, actually an American woman spy, and it will be coming out a year from March, so March 2021.
Wow, you're cranking away. All right, we're going to go to another break. Folks, I'm talking to Larry Loftis, Loftis. Sounds like an amazing book. Codename Lise, Lise. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. You can follow us on Twitter, on Instagram. You can do whatever you want. Nobody's stopping you. It's perfectly legal. We'll be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump says the United States does not endorse Turkey's assault on northern Syria. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The president says the U.S. has made it clear to authorities in Turkey that the incursion against Kurdish fighters is a bad idea. Turkey's offensive began after Mr. Trump ordered U.S. forces out of the area, even though the Kurds helped in the battle against ISIS. In a written statement, the president says he will hold Turkey to its commitment to protect civilians and religious minorities, including Christians, and to ensure the invasion does not create a humanitarian crisis. Greg Clugston, The White House.
California's biggest utility has shut off electricity to more than a million people for what could be days on end in the most sweeping effort in state history to prevent wildfires caused by windblown power lines. The Dow ahead 205 points, the NASDAQ up 84. This is SRN News.
Bastian Gorka here. Maybe you've been hearing about Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that helps a person's body deal with inflammation and pain. You've heard all the wonderful testimonials. Well, I have my own testimonial. For many years, my lower back pain was becoming a serious problem. The short story is, I finally gave it a try, and now I'm out of pain too. So if you're in pain, you can order the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I used to be a rolling stone, you know. If a cause was right, I'd leave to find an answer on the road.
Hey folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Elton John, American Metaxas, and I'm talking to Larry Loftis, L-O-F-T-I-S, who's the author of two thrillers that are nonfiction books. The first one's about the real-life James Bond, and the new one we're talking about right now, Codename Lease, about Odette Sansom. So you said, Larry, that she just passed away in 2012. Can you share what she did after the war and the rest of her life? I just cannot imagine how you follow up, you know, these adventures and you winning these tremendous accolades from your country, being a hero.
Yeah, in fact, there was a movie made about her. And one of the reasons I wrote the book, I'm like, this woman should be famous. But she's not, at least not here.
Yeah.
And in 1950... they made a movie about her, and it was called Odette. And the king, none other than the king and queen of England, were at the premiere because it was that very King George who had pinned the George Cross on her. So he knew her, all about her, very well. In fact, had asked her to lead the investiture service, which was the first time a woman had ever led it. So after the war, she's famous. She's a, you know, they've made this movie about her. She raises a family, and she has three girls, and then those girls have girls and boys, and so she ends up with, I think it was, by memory, I think it was like 18 grandchildren.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you were saying that you've already begun work on a new book. Can you share anything about that with us? Is it a World War II story again?
Sure. In fact, I'm researching it as we speak. The spy, it's another female spy. She is based in Madrid, but she's an American, and the OSS was who she worked for. The OSS is sort of our version. It's the predecessor to the CIA, and it's sort of our version of Britain's MI6. But another similar story where a woman goes, to a foreign land to defeat the Germans, and her base was in Madrid. So
it's amazing to me that the book we're talking about now, Codename Lys, that there is this love story at the center of it. I think that that's going to sell a lot of books because people want hope and joy and love, and the idea that this heroic woman was also a woman like any woman, and that she falls in love with a commanding officer. And at the heart of this whole story of bravery is this love story. I mean, it's just it's amazing. I really do want to name someone Odette. Maybe my daughter will let me name my grandchild Odette. Such a beautiful name. I know that you're making the rounds with the book. I just want to say congratulations to you, Larry, as somebody who, as I say, I've tried to write nonfiction along these lines. It's not easy to do, and I think it's very important. So I just want to thank you for what you're doing. I look forward to talking to you about your other books. Maybe we can get you, if you ever can come into the studio, I'd love to talk to you about Into the Lion's Mouth at some length. If you ever get to New York. But it's just wonderful to have you on. Thank you, and good luck with the book.
Likewise.
All right,
likewise.
Folks.
Thanks for having me on, Eric.
Thank you. Thank you, folks, for listening. Again, the book is Codename Lys, L-I-S-E, by Larry Loftus. I just love this kind of stuff. So glad to get him on the show. Thanks for listening. Hey there, folks. I want to encourage you once again and beg you if necessary. Okay, I'm begging. The Alliance Defending Freedom, these folks are heroes. They do what they do, but they cannot do it without your help. They need you to step up. Go to our website, metaxastalk.com. Give generously. If you want to know how you can help the country, I promise you, if you give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, you're helping the country. It's very important. Our website is metaxastalk.com. Metaxastalk.com, you'll see the banner. Please give generously. This is an important thing that they're doing. They need your help.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.